right, good morning and welcome to our Wednesday Silent Unity service. Boy, it's a beautiful day out. It is. I have my windows open at home. I can't wait to just sit there and let the breeze blow on me. It's really feeling good, so let's hope it stays a while. Well, we're going to begin our time of prayer with the daily word. Sarah Carr Jordan is going to help us with that.
World peace. I share my peace with the world. Today I choose to turn within to the place of peace that is always available to me. In this place, the news of the world cannot touch my mind or my heart. Nestled into the secret place of the Most High, I pray and lift my awareness to omnipresent spirit. I set my mind on spirit, and I affirm life, wholeness, harmony, and peace. The power and presence of God is all I know. As I return my attention to the world around me, my perception of my surroundings has shifted. No longer discouraged by news of conflict or strife, I share the gifts of my prayer time and affirm harmony and peace throughout the world and for the benefit of all people. As I am transformed through prayer, so the world is uplifted. Romans 8 and 6 says, "To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace."
Thank you for that. All right, so the article I picked for today is about prayer, and it's by Mary Alice and Richard Jafalo. They're the authors of The Quest, and I really love that study there. So, what is prayer? They begin by saying prayer in its simplest form is any conscious attempt to experience the presence of God. Prayer is a deliberate activity, one of seeking to recognize our oneness with God, of opening ourselves to the power of God as it moves through us in new and wonderful ways. So once this happens, however, prayer becomes something more as our awareness of the presence of God expands. Prayer becomes the experience of being part of God, of centering ourselves directly in the creative flow of the universe, of perceiving things that the human eye or human ears or human minds can only perceive from the point of the divinity within us. So when we pray, we don't pray to God or for God, or sometimes we pray separating us from God, but from that sacred presence within, which is our very essence, we pray. And when we come to see that the purpose of prayer is not to fill an earthly need. Sometimes we pray for cars, pray for better relationships, pray for healing, but to satisfy the natural longing in our souls, not only to experience our Creator, but we pray to actually live from that experience. Isn't that a great thought? Just to live from the in the essence of God, of all presence, all power. So even if we pray for specific things, that's all right. The underlying need is really the need to experience our spirituality and to feel our oneness with God, to sense the comfort and the guidance that we gain from God. We open ourselves up to the experience. You know, Charles Fillmore, co-founder of the Unity Movement, declared that the real search of all people is for God. When we desire something, we're desiring the fullness of God. We think we're looking for other things, but eventually we come to a point where we realize God is who we seek. And since the purpose of prayer is to know God from the highest use, then is to announce our intention of opening ourselves to the presence of God. That's what we do when we pray. So it is our endeavor to merge with, accept all the qualities of God, a heartfelt invitation to allow God's life to be lived through us. So we don't have to pray specifically to change people or our circumstances. Our prayers are for the purpose of knowing God, taking time to contemplate God, to sit with Spirit. You know, when we pray to experience God, the people and the circumstances in our lives do change. And why is that? Not because prayer has changed our circumstances, but because prayer has changed us. When we center ourselves in God's presence, we deal with the people and the circumstances of our lives in more loving ways. Prayer is seeking more of the awareness and the fullness of God. And it changes us. And in changing us, it also changes all those things that are happening in our lives. So it's been said that prayer doesn't change things. Prayer changes people. And people change things. And this is so. So remember, and we know this here in Unity, that there's no reason to beg God for anything because we already have access to all that God is. So prayer becomes a way to express our thanks and gratitude for life and its blessings and those we already have and still the blessings to come. This is something referred to in our circles as affirmative prayer. It acknowledges the truth that God is present in us and in every situation. Therefore, the potential for us is beyond anything we can humanly imagine. Oh, that's just such a beautiful thought. And Lo Fillmore said, when for a purpose I had prayed and prayed until my words seemed worn and bare, with arduous use, and I had knocked and asked and knocked again. And all my fervor and persistence brought no hope. I paused to give my weary brain a rest and ceased my anxious human cry. And in that moment, after self had tried and tried, there came a glorious vision of God's power. And lo, my prayer was answered in that hour. This is a beautiful point. Beautiful poem that we can use to settle into this moment right now. That we can take a deep breath and prepare our minds and our hearts to enter into this time of prayer and meditation. And in doing so, we release and let go all that stuff that may have helped us to get here this morning. We just shake it off and take a deep breath and settle into our seats, breathing in and breathing out, knowing that we are journeying deep within to that special place where we no longer feel we are our experiences, where we can just rest and trust and be in spirit. So we take that deep breath, we focus on something in the room or focus on our breathing, knowing that each breath is the breath of God. And each breath we release, we're bringing ourselves into a calmness, into a peace, into a centering deep within our being. We were made for this. We were created in the image and likeness of God, so we know how to travel deep within. And we leave all the baggage outside of ourselves, as we know there is only the one presence and the one power. And this journey is to meet that presence and power where it resides within us. And as we begin to move deeper, we know we're one with this presence and power. We're not separate. We are connected. And so as we continue this journey, we are opening to ourselves. Spirit is moving and expressing through every fiber of our being. Anything in this moment, right here, right now, that needs to be touched, take that deep breath and feel the flow of spirit moving to that area, touching what needs to be touched, soothing what needs to be soothed, and bringing our whole being into an awareness of our true nature, the Christ. And so as we come to that point in our journey within, where there is no beginning and there is no end, there is only one. And we step over the threshold of our inner chamber, and immediately we know our oneness. We not only feel it, we know our oneness. We know what it feels like to feel unconditional love. And we open our arms and let that love flow in and throughout us freely. There's no reason to think that it may run out before it reaches and touches all those places within that needs to be touched. There is plenty, because unconditional love is God, and God is all in all. And as we breathe in this thought, a peace begins to settle over us, working its way from the crown of our heads, moving down deep within our being, and the light spreads out from inside out. And there is nothing within and nothing without that has not been touched by the power and the presence of Spirit. So we take a moment and we bathe in the light. We let it move over us, just as in the beginning the Spirit of God moved over the earth. We feel its presence strengthening, filling. And we know in this moment, right here, right now, we can totally surrender and rest in the quiet. as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, take a few moments and give thanks for the gifts you have just received in the quiet. Love, wisdom, peace. Our hearts are full of gratitude in this moment. And as we prepare to begin to return to the presence of this space, we want to share the gifts that we have received. We know that our universe can always use the love that is in our hearts, so we send out love like a blanket to cover and touch anyone in need of comfort this morning. And if anyone has asked you to pray with them, or if there's someone you want to hold in the essence of all that is, you can take time to speak their name aloud if you like, or just hold them in your heart, but do so right now. And we also want to enfold in this anyone who may be listening in to us this morning. We want to enfold you in our prayers. If you're in the hospitals or nursing homes or senior homes, we're sending vibrations of love and light to you. And we feel the power of the One Presence going out, reaching and touching. For all the doctors and the people, caretakers, and those who are looking out for one another with gifts of food or a virtual hug or taking others to take care of whatever needs they may have. We surround you in love and in light. For those providing food, for those who are hungry, for those who are providing healthcare products, we send love and light your way. And for all those who are in positions where they prepare or provide nourishment for our bodies, we send you blessings of love and light and gratitude. And our politicians, our world leaders, all those in positions of making decisions for our countries, we hold them in this moment in the light of compassion and empathy. And we see God expressing through each and every one of them. We're so grateful, Holy Spirit. We're grateful for one another. We're grateful for love and light. We see the beauty in all things, knowing that your presence is moving in and throughout all creation. And we are grateful. And so as an expression of this gratitude, we'd like to affirm together the prayer of protection. Let it reach out and touch anyone who may need to know that they're loved this morning. And we will affirm it together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And it is so, and so it is. Go forth and create for yourself a wonderful, blessed day.